The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 10th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Hare Guna Kipramati Bhagavan Bhadarayani अद्यज्ञात महोदाख्यानम नित्यं विष्णु जनप्रिय श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराणम इट इज कॉल्ड महापुराण महोदाख्यानम आख्यानम नरेशन हिस्ट्री इट इज नॉट फिक्टिशियस इट इज हिस्ट्री The activities of the Kauravas, Pandavas, many other activities mentioned here, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, many, many devotees and their activities, their history. It is not mythology. The rascals, they say mythology. No. It is history. Mahabharata. Maha means greater. And Bharat means this planet. So Mahabharata means the history of this planet. Now it is minimized. India. India is given, the name given by the Britishers or the Europeans. Real name is Bharat, Bharatvarsha. According to the name of Maharaj Bharat. So, this greater India, Mahabharat, this is also history, itihas. Itihasa Purana. Purana means old history. Purana means old. It is not mythology. Purana. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Amalam Puranam. Amalam. Mala means dirty things. And Amalam means without any dirty things. What is that dirty thing? The dirty things means the material modes of nature. Satagun, rajagun, tamo. Because it is material, it is called mola, that. And Srimad Bhagavatam, amalam, without any material contamination. Because simply narration of Bhagavan and Bhagavan's devotee, Bhagavat, Bhakta. Therefore it is named Bhagavatam. Dealings between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam. So, who will be interested in Srimad Bhagavatam? That is mentioned here. Harir guna akhipta mana. Khipta, khipta means madness. Here is a man, khipta, means he is mad. So there are two kinds of madness. One madness is for material enjoyment. They are also mad. Pramatta. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. The material madness entangles people more and more in the process of birth and death. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung Anadi karma phale pori bhavan nava jale. তরিবারে না দেখি উপায়, অনাদি কর্ম ফলে পরি ভবান। We are fallen in this material world, the ocean of nisans, bhavarnava. Arnava means ocean and bhava means repetition of birth. This ocean we have fallen. Therefore, our prayer should be not for any material opulence, as we generally do. Dhanam dehi, rupam dehi, give me money or mitigate my distress. This is very lower stage of devotion, to ask something from the Supreme Lord. Artha-arthati jigyasu, the beginning provided one is background is pious, because without piety nobody can approach the Supreme Personality of God. Jesham antukatam papam jananam punyakarma. Those who are simply acting piously, such person can approach the Supreme Personality of God. Not impious person can. Therefore we shall be very, very careful about impious activities. The impious activities, we know the four legs of impious activities: illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gang. So therefore, we should be very, very careful about these impious activities. You cannot make any spiritual progress by simultaneously acting impiously and at the same time, it will go, but it will go very slow. Just like if you have got dry wood, then the fire ignites very easily. And if you bring wet fuel, it takes time. Of course, as soon as there is fire, the wetness of the fuel will dry. But it will require extra energy. And if you put dry fuel, then it ignites very easily. So in order to keep us dry without being wetted by the impious activities, then spiritual progress will be very quick. We should remember. Actually, if we want to be advanced in Krishna consciousness, it is our duty to keep ourselves dry from material wetness. That is our duty. Jisham antagatam paam. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said especially two things: Visainam sandarsanam atha jushitam. Two things, omen and money. If we become attracted, omen means for man, the omen is omen. And for the omen, the man is omen. Not that omen means a particular class. Omen means which are enjoyable. In this material world, a man is enjoyable by the omen, and the woman is enjoyable with man. So for both of them, Visainam sandarsam atha joshitan. Joshit means enjoyable. This body is superfluous. the bodily structure, it can be changed. Perhaps you know now in medical science, they can change the woman's body into man's body, and the man's body into woman's body. It was formerly being also changed. In Bhagavata you find that in a garden, I forget the name. In a garden where Lord Shiva was engaged with Uma, husband and wife, so all of a sudden, many saintly persons entered to see Lord Shiva. So at that time, Uma, Parvati, became very much ashamed. She was not very properly dressed. So immediately the saintly person, they left that Lord Shiva is now in his private affairs. So Lord Shiva, to please Parvati, he immediately said, henceforward, anyone who will enter this forest, he will become woman. So one king, I forget the name, with his party, without the knowledge, he entered the forest, and all of them became woman. So the idea is that a man's body can be transformed into woman's body, and a woman's body can be transformed into man's body, because we are not this body, dress. Suppose I have got this dress, this man's dress, I can transform into woman's dress with a sari. But that does not mean I am woman. So every one of us, living entity, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The outward dress, man and woman, that is dress. Bhasam sijinnani jathabhyay. We are changing this dress. So in this material world, because our mentality is to enjoy, therefore he is called Purusha. Purusha prakriti sthopi bhunti prakriti jan guna. Purusha, we are Purusha, the living entity. It is said Purusha. Purusha means both man and woman, because everyone has got this spirit. I shall enjoy. So therefore he is described as Purusha. Purusha prakriti sthopi in this material world. Bhungte prakriti jana gunan karanam guna sangarsa sadasat janma junishu. We are getting different types of body on account of our different desires. Karanam guna sangas sadasat janma. According to the desire, Krishna is so kind. As we are desiring, he is supplying the necessary body. That is also explained. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishati. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishara, he situated everyone's heart. So he knows what I want. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe, it is pointed out, riddeshe, in the core of the heart. We haven't got to search throughout the universe. He is within the heart. He is there. Therefore the yogis, they try to find out the Supreme Lord within the heart. Dhyana vastita tadgati na manasa pasanti jam yogin. That is yogi. who tries to find out the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. That is that. That is meditation. Meditation does not mean anything nonsense. To see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. So, prakriti sthopi, we are in this material world. What is this material world? Material world means three modes of material nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So according to the association, karanam gunasanga, either satogun or rajogun and tamogun, this is going on. And therefore we are getting different types of body. So this is going on. This is called bhavarnava. So, if we want to get release from this entanglement of being polluted by the three modes of material nature, then we have to come to this platform, nirguna. Nirguna means to associate with the Supreme Personality of God, or to be engaged in devotional service. That is nirguna. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunana samatitta etana brahma bhuyaya kalva. Immediately. Immediately you can be placed on the transcendental platform as soon as you begin your devotional service. So one has to become free from this viṣaya. Viṣayinām saṁdarśanam atajūsitān hāhanta-hāhanta viṣavakṣanātati asādhu. That is Caitanya Mahāprabhu. We shall be very careful. Viṣayinā, a devotee, if he thinks, oh, here is a nice woman, if I could enjoy her. Or here is a nice man, if I could enjoy her. This is viṣayinā. Viṣayinām saṁdarśanam. To see one woman is not dangerous, but to think of enjoying, that is it. Similarly, to see one man is not dangerous. You cannot avoid that. You are on the street here. But to see with the spirit of enjoyment, that is dangerous. So you should be very careful. And that requires, I would say, training, very strong training in Krishna consciousness. Unless one is strongly in Krishna consciousness, that long habit of enjoying the spirit cannot be given up. This is Loki Bhavyami Samadhu Siva Nityastu Jantu. Jantu, animal. Anyone who is addicted to babaya, sex life, amisa, meat eating, maddaseva, intoxication. That is the natural tendency of anyone in this material world. Babaya, amisa, maddaseva, nitya. Spiritual advancement means to give up this amisa, maddaseva. That is spiritual life. And spiritual life does not mean you have to grow four hands and four legs. No. Simply, you have to give up this tendency of bhavayami samadhu seva. Therefore, Shastra gives you training how to. Therefore, here it is said, harir guna khipta. So, you cannot be mad after harir guna unless you give up your madness of material enjoyment. So long we are mad after material happiness, then we do anything wrong. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Vikarma means activities which are forbidden. Just like babayam, amishamadvasa. These are forbidden. But they indulge in these things nowadays, all over the world. This babayam isamadvasa. This is vikarma, forbidden activities. But they indulge in. Why? Because pravatta, they have become mad. So, madness there is, the one madness you have to give up, this material madness, and you have to become mad after Krishna. Then your life is successful. That madness is exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam sunnaitam jagat sarvam govindam virayena. That madness. Jugaitam nimishena. One moment appears to be one juga. One juga means 12 years. So, jugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam, crying. There is tears in the eyes, like the torrents of rain. Jugaitanga nimishena chakshura sunnayitam jagat sattvam. I feel the whole world is vacant. Why? Govinda virahina. This madness is one. Without Govinda. That madness. So that madness, fully exhibited in Vrindavan, by the gopis. They were mad after Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan and to Mathura, they became so mad that they had no other business than chakshusha pravishaitam. Simply crying, torrents of rain. That is what. That is Vrindavan life. Not that seeking after sex in Vrindavan. That means such person will have to take birth as monkey left by. Monkey. Because they have taken shelter of Vrindavan and still they are indulging monkey's business. So they have to, Krishna, this is Krishna's mercy. Tattinu kampasu sumikshamana. In Vrindavan, the land, transcendental land, that will not go in vain. But these persons who are indulging unnecessary sex life in Vrindavan, they will have to take birth as monkey in Vrindavan. And then next life they will be liberated. So, otherwise, why in Vrindavan the monkeys? They are also devotees. But they could not proceed nicely. So animal life means stopping sinful activities, and whatever sinful reaction is there in one life, finished. So we shall be very, very careful. Dhamaparat. And the dhamma, in other places, it will chant Hare Krishna. The result of the chanting will be increased 1,000 times if you chant in Vrindavan. Similarly, in other place, the sinful activities, if you commit that sinful activities in Vrindavan, then it will 1,000 times increase. So we have to be very careful. So Krishna is very kind. Tattinu kampasu sumik bhunjana evam kitang vipaka. If we act impiously, we have to suffer. But for a devotee, karmani niddhati kintuja bhakti bhaja. Karmani niddhati. Others, for sinful activities, they will have to continue But if a devotee is in sinful activities, in one life it is finished. But don't take this concession. We should be very much careful not to come. No, we shall have to increase our madness for Hare Guna Kitta Mati. Bhagavan Madhurayani. Then Madhurayani, Sukadeva Goswami, is also addressed as Bhagavan. If one is mad after Bhagavan, he is as good as Bhagavan. Hare Rakhita. One is mad after Bhagavan, he is as good as Bhagavan. Therefore, Madhurayani is addressed here as Bhagavan. In the spiritual world, Bhagavan and his paraphernalia, there is no difference. Don't think that the calf or the cows in Vrindavan is less than Krishna. No, you're as good as Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. They are expansion of Krishna's Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Krishna wants to play with the cows and calves. So he is Ananda Chinmaya. His spiritual potency appears as cows and calves. Therefore we will see Krishna is embracing the calves and cows. He is not embracing a material cow. He has nothing to do with material. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. So a pure devotee of Krishna is also addressed Bhagavan. Pure devotee. Not that a magician. A pure devotee. Anna Milasita Sanna. Bhagavan Madhurayani Adhyaya. Mahadakhyanam. This is Mahadakhyanam. It is not ordinary akhyanam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Amalam Puran. He was a liberated person, but being to hear about Krishna more and more, this is not material, this is spiritual. Monakhyanam nittam Vishnu janapriya. Nittam. Bhagavat is not for a saptaha. Bhagavat is meant for nittam. Nittam bhagavata sevaya. Nastra prayesu avadresu. Nittanga Bhagavata Seva. Not that one is completely free from the modes of material nature, but prayesu, almost finished. Nastra prayesu. Then he becomes interested. Nittanga Bhagavata Seva. Or by serving Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Nittam, as it is said. Nittanga Vishnu Janapriya. Vishnujan and Harijan. That Harijan doesn't mean Chamas and Bhangir. Harijan means Chamas and Bhangir can be elevated to Harijan, but not by rubber stamp. Vishnujan. Vishnujan and Harijan, the same thing. So Vishnujana Priya, those who are Vishnujana, they are most favorable subject matter of understanding is Srimad Bhagavatam Avalampura. Thank you very much.